Are you interested in beekeeping but still aren't sure if it's worth it? Well, Blaine's Farm and Fleet makes it easy to reap the sweet reward of homespun honey with beekeeping starter kits, accessories, and some friendly advice. Learn more, farmandfleet.com/beekeeping.
The average Wisconsin farm is sitting pretty well as we start a new year, according to numbers pulled by the Rank Agribusiness Institute at UW-Madison. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report. But just because farm income appears to be at a record high, it doesn't mean producers will be invincible to the risk that lies ahead. Paul Mitchell is the director of the Rank Agribusiness Institute, and he's a professor in agricultural economics. He has the 2023 outlook for farm income, and he starts with why farms were so profitable in 2022 despite economic challenges.
Definitely. This is, again, a really good year following a good year. And so I think a lot of farmers, on average, a lot of them are in really good shape with their balance sheets, their income statements. They've made money, and they've been reinvesting in their farm. There's been a lot of reorganizing their debt and getting it, locking in some of these low interest rates. So we are in a solid financial situation here going into 2023.
Thanks to primarily the cash price that we're seeing for our commodities and livestock.
Definitely. The crops and livestock prices, we have had some really good years this in 2022. And in the 2021, we had good prices, and we had a lot of government payment support during the COVID, all that CFAP money, PPP loans. And so agriculture really came out strong out of the COVID recession and COVID lockdown. And so I think we're in good shape right now going into 2023.
You know, another piece of good news as we enter this new year is that bankruptcies are down in Wisconsin.
I know. I've been tracking that metric for a while, and it's really nice to see the farm bankruptcies, Chapter 12 filings are down. We're actually no longer lead the nation. So there's a lot of evidence that the state, people have taken this opportunity to reorganize and get ready for whatever is coming into the rest of 2023.
The average farm is starting off on the right foot in 2023, but what is the average farm?
I think right now, all like I said, for Wisconsin's purposes, corn and soybeans and livestock, dairy and cattle and calves, beef have done well. And those are our four major ones. Dairy, obviously, is our big one. And that had a good year. And so Wisconsin farmers are doing well. We had good prices. And nicely, we had a lot of good crop yields as well. Record yields or near record yields for all of our major crops. So I think the Wisconsin farmer is doing all right this year, starting the year of 2023.
Unfortunately, it's not all smooth sailing. You're predicting record planting prices for this planting season?
Yeah, we've been hearing about inflation, producer price index. Everything is up. The cost of production has gone up a lot. We're over $1,000 an acre easily to planting corn, $700-$800, depends on your cost structure for soybean. A lot of farmers, these prices we're seeing in the marketplace for the 2023 crop, the margins are going to be thin. We've had very thick margins the last couple of years. We're back to high prices, but thin margins, which is hard to understand. And I think everyone's kind of getting used to seeing $5, $6 corn in somewhere in that region, and yet it's a thin margin. And so we are definitely adjusting to these new cost of production.
But also land value, too, and the price to rent land.
I know. We've seen land values jump up again this year, almost 14% here in the state. The rental rates, the state has a 9% increase in rental rates. And so this is an average across all the state or all the counties. And so there's definitely, it's across all the various inputs. It's like fertilizer's up, energy's up. Some of these are starting to slow down. Land values are definitely slowing down. It's not jumping as fast. You can see some of the more recent data. It's being slowed by everyone kind of readjusted things and with the high prices for land, and interest rates are creeping up. And so people are being much more thoughtful. Do I really want to buy this piece of property and have that interest rate? It was great when interest rates are low. We had a big, and people had this income from farm price, high prices, land was moving around, but it definitely are slowing down now.
What's the consensus or UW's prediction on when we're going to start seeing a decline in input prices?
Some of that's already happening in the terms of fertilizer and energy costs, but the reality is these inflation is going to stay with us in some shape. We're going to get used to these higher prices, and once we adjust for them, we'll kind of get mentally used to having some higher prices. And output prices, price of corn and beans, milk, we'll have to adjust for this as well. But we've seen some slowdown, but a lot of it's going to just, when are we going to get a erosion in demand? When is demand going to slow down? When are all, you know, the best I've heard is the only cure for high prices is high prices. The only cure for low prices is low prices. Eventually, people respond to those price signals, and it's just going to take some time.
Are we going to lose that balance? Because if we're projecting ahead, I mean, milk is at $17 now. It was $22.
Yeah, I don't follow the dairy market as much, but it's definitely the same thing. Corn and beans are, you can still lock in some margins here, but if the price drops at all and you haven't locked it in, you're going to be like wishing you had. I don't know. We'll see. I'm curious about the upside potential in markets for corn and beans. But I think it definitely the margins have gotten thin. We actually been doing our presentation with the crop producers, and it's more about thin margins and not about making money because you're selling your corn for $6 a bushel or something like that. You got to have your costs under control this year as well. And that's doing savvy buying and being careful about what you do buy.
Paul Mitchell offering some advice and the Farm Income Outlook for 2023. Paul is the director of the Rank Agribusiness Institute at UW-Madison, and he's also a professor in agricultural economics. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Rain gear? Can't live without it. It keeps you dry, makes those soggy chores much more manageable. Blaine's Farm and Fleet's got you covered from head to toe, literally, with great prices on rain pants, jackets, boots, and more. Shop in-store or online at farmandfleet.com.